السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Commencing with some ahadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم from compiled in the book Fazail Ramadan of the Sheikh Zakaria رحمة الله عليه. So the hadith which is mentioned here is narrated by the Salman رضي الله عنه. He reports that on the last day of Sha'ban, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed us and said, O people, there comes over you now a great month, a most blessed month, in which lies a night more greater in virtue than 1,000 months. It is a month in which Allah has made fasting compulsory by day, and has made sunnah the taraweeh by night. Whosoever intends drawing near to Allah by performing any virtuous deed, for such person shall be the reward like the one who had performed a fard in any other time. And whoever performs a fard shall be blessed with the reward of 70 faraid in any other time. This is indeed the month of patience, and the reward for true patience is Jannah. It is the month of sympathy with one's fellow men. It is the month wherein a true believer's rizq is increased. Whosoever feeds another who fasted in order to break the fast, for the feeder there shall be forgiveness of sins and emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. And for such feeder shall be the same reward as the one who fasted, without that person's reward being decreased in the least. Thereupon we said, O Messenger of Allah, not all of us possess the means whereby we can give a fasting person to break his fast. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Allah grants the same reward to the one who gives a fasting person. Allah grants the same reward to the one who gives a fasting person to break the fast, a mere date, or a drink of water, or a sip of milk. This is a month, the first of which brings Allah's mercy, the middle of which brings His forgiveness, and the last of which brings emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Whosoever lessens the burden of his servants in this month, Allah will forgive him and free him from the fire of Jahannam. And in this month, four things you should continue to perform in great number, two of which shall be to please your Lord, while the other two shall be those without which you cannot do. Those which shall be to please your Lord are that you should in great quantity bear witness that there is no deity to worship except Allah. That is the kalima tayyibah. And make much istighfar. And as for those without which you cannot do, you should beg of Allah entrance into Jannah and ask refuge in Him from Jahannam. And whoever gave a person who fasted water to drink, Allah shall grant that giver to drink from my fountain, such a drink whereafter that person shall never again feel thirsty until he enters Jannah. That is the end of the hadith. So respected elders and brothers, there are some extremely important points for us to remind ourselves with regards to the importance of the month of Ramadan. First of all, we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is creating that desire in the hearts of the Sahaba-e-Kiram towards good deeds, conditioning them, preparing them. So this reminder is extremely beneficial for a believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That remind one another, a reminder is beneficial for a believer. Sometimes a person says, but Morana is repeating the same thing again. Last time I heard this bayan, or I heard this point, or I heard this particular incident. So each time that we are hearing it, inshallah it will have a different impact and effect on our hearts. We find that the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such, for example, in our salah, in every single rakat of every single salah, we will repeat Surah Fatiha. Allah Ta'ala has made it such, Surah Fatiha will continuously be repeated. So not that a person says, you know, I'm getting bored of this surah, so come with something new now. Or there's five salah in the day and so many rakats, so you must have that many surahs so that we don't get tired. So this is what we term as ruhani ghiza or spiritual nourishment. Just like how a person has to drink water every single day of his life, as long as he's alive. Now if the person says, now I'm tired of this particular water, so Allah Ta'ala must send down from the sky flavored drink. It must have a different flavor. Each time it rains, there should be a different flavor. So Allah Ta'ala has made it such that that water that was beneficial for you when you were a little infant, that same water will again be beneficial for you when you are a grandfather, or you are in your teens, or you are an adult. So this is what we term as physical nourishment. In the same way, when it comes to rahani ghiza, or spiritual nourishment, sometimes we have to repeatedly say the same thing over and over again, so that inshallah eventually the effect and our spiritual progress inshallah will be ensured. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would repeat this, and we are repeating it again, and I'm sure every Ramadan the same thing will take place over and over again. So therefore, we should, a very important aspect, respected elders and brothers, is our intention. Whenever we attend these sorts of programs, our intention should be for the islah of ourselves, for the reformation of ourselves. That from this particular program or bayan, how can I bring some more a'mal into my life? And this was the difference between the Sahaba-e-Kiram and us. For example, the incident of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. It is mentioned that it took Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu approximately 10 years to memorize Surah Baqarah. Now, this is an Arab, a person who understands the Arabic language. But it's taking him 10 years to memorize Surah Baqarah. The explanation that was given is that Umar radiallahu anhu would not go to the next verse of the Quran Sharif until and unless he did not implement that verse into his life. So that's why it took him so long to complete the surah, that every verse that he recited, he made sure that he made amal and he practically implemented that verse into his life. Today, my condition and our condition is this, that when we attend many of the programs, so it is for the purpose of entertainment. Okay, this Mauli Sahib, when he gives the bayan, it's very entertaining. But there's a lot of jokes in the bayan. One place we went, we gave a bayan. So in the bayan, there was some light-hearted incident that took place. So one of the friends met me afterwards. He told me, Maulana, that joke was very good. So I said, Alhamdulillah, you remembered. You forgot the whole bayan, but you remembered the joke. That you remembered. So unfortunately, this has become our condition, that the bayan and the main, actually the purpose of the joke, and I heard this from our late Mohammed Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that sometimes the person delivering the talk, he notices that those who are listening to the talk, perhaps there's some tiredness, perhaps the program has been long. So to rejuvenate the audience, sometimes something light-hearted is said, so that we can try and get attract the attention of the listeners again. But unfortunately, sometimes the whole bayan is lost and only the joke is remembered. So nevertheless, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reminding the Sahaba-i-Kiram that this is an extremely blessed month. It is an extremely virtuous month. And in this particular month, Allah has given us a great opportunity. And that opportunity is the night of power, Laylatul Qadr. We can see that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was trying to inculcate and create within the hearts of the Sahaba-i-Kiram that zeal and that enthusiasm to earn great rewards for the Akhirah, to invest in the Akhirah. And this is something which is nowadays missing from our lives, that we have a lot of fikr for this dunya. The person is worried about investing for his excess money he's got, he's being advised, and he's constantly concerned that what am I leaving this money one side? Let me invest it somewhere. There must be growth on my money. And the children too, make sure that you are investing this money so there's growth on the money. And he's always concerned about the security of his financial status and financial wealth. Why? Because the person has got fikr for dunya. Fikr for dunya is in our hearts. Now, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us fikr for akhirat. If that fikr for akhirat can come into our hearts, then that will be a driving force. And that will create that zeal and that passion to now implement good deeds and to apply ourselves and to take advantage of every golden opportunity that we have to do some good deed or the other. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, inshallah we'll continue with some basic explanation of these beautiful words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illallah.